This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Following months of construction, a new Veterans Center has officially opened in Bloomer. Construction on the Norb C. Ruff Bloomer Veterans Center began in April and wrapped up just in time for Veterans Day. The new facility will give area veterans a new place to connect with other veterans and seek social services they need. Officials say one of their biggest challenges during construction was the timing of funding, forcing them to pause at times. The project was organized by the Bloomer American Legion, VFW, Women's Auxiliary, and AmVets. Stepping Stones of Dunn County will have an additional 500 turkeys to give out this Thanksgiving thanks to a pair of massive donations. According to a press release, one anonymous donor bought 200 turkeys from a local Walmart to donate to the organization. Another 300 turkeys were donated by the Menominee Rotary Clubs, which also donated about 2 weeks' worth of groceries for the food pantry shelves. While the donations will help a lot of people in the area, the organization is still looking for more support from the community. The Eau Claire Community Foundation is accepting grant applications from local nonprofits. The foundation is planning to offer program grants, asset grants, and operations grants during its community grant cycle, which could help nonprofits fund programs to help local residents by paying for their operating expenses if they're struggling or purchasing specific appliances or technology they need. The foundation will accept applications from legal nonprofits and other tax-exempt entities like government programs or religious organizations. With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this week, officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact their local processor to ensure they have space. A legislative study committee is looking into new ways to manage the sandhill crane population. The committee is considering a bill that would direct the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to hold a sandhill crane hunt and begin establishing a reimbursement or rebate program for farmers whose crops have been damaged by the birds. Conservationists say lawmakers should not authorize a hunt until a new management plan is put in place. Under state law, farmers cannot get payment for crop damage unless there is an authorized hunt. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley was in the Chippewa Valley on Friday, highlighting a proposal for an additional $60 million in funding for career and technical education programs. Dr. Underley toured the career and technical education programming at Chippewa Falls Senior High School. During the visit, she shared the details of her proposal, including the allocation of grant funding for CTE programs, increasing funding for six career and technical student organizations, and providing more software and technical support for the programs. One person was killed and another injured in a two-vehicle crash in Eau Claire on Thursday. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, the crash occurred at the intersection of Folsom Street and North Claremont Avenue at around 1 p.m. Their initial investigation found that a truck was driving on North Claremont Avenue when an SUV attempted to make a left turn onto Folsom Street and was struck by the truck. The 74-year-old driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital but later died. The passenger in the SUV was also hospitalized. A Chippewa Falls High School organization is helping a nonprofit install solar panels in their buildings. The Green Team organization has worked to receive over $150,000 in grants for Hope Village to add solar panels to their main buildings, tiny homes, and buildings that are still under construction. The nonprofit uses the tiny homes to provide temporary housing for area residents struggling with homelessness. Officials say they're hoping to have the solar panels supplying energy to the buildings by the end of the year. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Takeback Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. Wisconsin farmers may be able to get a slow-moving vehicle sign for their farm equipment for free. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's National Farm Medicine Center and AgriBility of Wisconsin are offering the free signs in the hopes that they'll help farmers avoid accidents when using equipment like tractors on the roads. Any farmers interested in obtaining the free signs should contact AgriBility. The signs must be mounted in the center of the back of the vehicle and be clean enough to ensure other drivers can clearly see them. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can, kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. I just wanted to do more. I just fired off the ball. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration. I just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for big savings and comfort this holiday season, you can buy Oprah's favorite sheets and PJs for up to 30% off. Her favorite pajamas have been marked down from $230 to just $160 Buku Dolores. It isn't cheap, but who doesn't want to go to bed feeling like Oprah Winfrey? HBO's wildly popular The Last of Us broke records for viewership on the streamer. Season 2 of the post-apocalyptic show will drop in spring of 2025, according to HBO chairman Casey Bloys. The Last of Us is based on the popular video game of the same title. The show stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, who will both return for the second season. Ramsey teased that the second season will be even darker than the first. If you're a Pascal fan and can't wait until spring of 2025 to watch him on screen, check him out in Gladiator 2, which opens November 22nd. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are 4-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain developing later today, and there could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch of rain possible late today, tonight into early tomorrow. Our high today, 53, will drop into the mid-40s tonight. Rain ending, windy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.